Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Tuesday. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP. We are in a full effect. We are old school, back in effect. Austin is back from Stillwater, Oklahoma, the dirt pit of America. But we'll let that slide.
Guys, you don't understand. The first sign that Nick and I saw when we left Cushing was hitchhikers may be escaped inmates.
That's the
first sign on the side of the highway.
I keep saying the same thing, man. I've been on the Norman. I don't want to hear anything about recruiting down to Oklahoma. I got a couple of friends that are Oklahoma fans.
Yeah.
Bro, don't talk about Oklahoma, man. I seen the biggest rattlesnake dead on the highway.
Yeah.
He got ran over by 18-wheeler, still was kicking. And it's just, I wasn't impressed.
Well, you can be impressed by Oklahoma softball. They just advanced to hit a bomb in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Came back like Return of the Jedi.
Came back and hit a bomb. First batter, bottom of the eighth, 6-5.
Sorry.
Yardbird.
That's called thanks for playing.
Yeah. Like, oh, Florida.
You get your participation, Church.
Let's try.
First place loser.
So close.
Yeah.
So close.
We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock. 30th Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple, up there in the Metro. We got about 17 minutes. The big news, there's been a lot of big news, DP, but this is the biggest, I wouldn't say the biggest news, because it just depends on what you like. You like, tennis, you had the guy retire, but also what the biggest one was the lifetime ban of, was it Tucapita? Marcano?
I'm getting out of the way.
We're going to call him Tu Marcano.
Tucapita Marcano.
There he is. Gets the lifetime MLB ban for betting on baseball. Here's the most unique thing. He had 231 bets, DP. He had a 4.3% winning percentage. Bro, that means you won like one. Like, wait, hold on. If it's 231 and you won four.
He won nine times.
You get lifetime ban.
That's nine more than us combined.
You're right. And you're horrible.
And we didn't bet.
Yes. Well, I think he had all those, majority of the bets was when he was on the team on the Pittsburgh Pirates.
How do you not know your own people? Like,
he must have been betting for them to lose and they were winning and betting for the win and they lose.
But maybe that's why you were minor leaguer for so long. Like, maybe that's why you weren't a star.
Yeah.
Because you don't understand baseball.
Yeah.
Like, tell me out loud that you don't understand baseball.
Yeah, he's swinging at the 3-0 count. He going green light. And then,
can you imagine the manager?
And then he slubs. He's the guy that.
The 3-0, skipper turned him in.
Bases loaded.
Yeah.
The pitcher's got a dead arm. 3-0.
And he hit a relay.
But he hits in the double play. Lose the game.
The skipper turned him in.
Yeah.
We
got to get this guy out of here. He late for meetings.
Like his teammates, roommate turned him in.
He don't know who to throw to turn to. You know, he's not hitting the cutoff, man.
No idea what the signs are.
Just doing his thing.
Like, he's over there thinking, oh, look, we go suicide squeeze. Bro, that's hit and run, bro. What are you talking about?
but he's the first active player to be banned under this provision since New York Giants outfielder Jimmy O'Connell in 1924. Now, Pete Rose was banned, but he was already done in 1989.
I just have the feeling that it's different kind of betting.
Well,
like Pete's never betting against.
No, he didn't. Pete just never admitted it. This, like, dude got caught.
Like, Pete was like, no, we winning. We winning everything.
Yeah. And he's saying, he's like, yeah, we just played them last week. They going to win.
Can I ask you, this came up years ago in a conversation with Jim Palmer. And I'll ask you both this now. Should it be illegal for a player to bet on his team to win?
Illegal? Like,
if I was playing
and I'm saying I'm betting $100 we're going to win?
We're going to win. Like, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure we win. I guarantee the win. I'm putting $100 down because we're going to win. Like, if you're part of the 73 Bulls, if you're part of the 73 win Bulls, I shouldn't be mad at anybody for betting on the Bulls if you're on the Bulls. Right? Because you won 73 out of 82 games. Like, hey.
It feels like an investment, right? It's like you're taking it in your own hands. Like, I get it. It's one thing if you're betting on your team's games and you know before anyone else that someone's coming back from injury.
Yeah. Somebody's hurt.
Something like that. So I totally understand that aspect of it. But that information becomes known to the public in enough time nowadays that they know and they have enough time to corral their bets
If you were Tom Brady and you were betting on the Patriots.
Using Giselle's money.
You were Tom Brady betting against going against the AFC East back then. It's a 90% win.
Right. Like, I mean, I'm not mad at somebody.
But I'm not a gambler, so text line let us know if somehow, because obviously everything leaks, right? So just say you have 53 guys on a football roster and everybody decides, you know what, or 53, and say 30 guys bet for them to win. That's a overwhelming majority. Because you got to think, there's a lot of guys that don't bet in the NFL, right? So there's 30 guys that decide to say, you know what, we're winning against X team. Wouldn't that mess up the lines and all that stuff for everybody else that's not privy to it? Because
would be the only authentic thing in it.
Yes, but let's be honest. The people that make the most money are the ones that are taking the bet. So that's messing up their money. Okay. You mess up their money, you're going to get a couple.
Well, the league and the players aren't beholden to them. Like, well, that's kind of the whole point of the problem with betting is that you're giving power to the betting
someone source. Outside the league's control.
Right. But for the players to say, hey, guess what? We're going to win. No matter what, like, we're going to win. We'll do whatever it takes to win. And it's okay
until Donahue gets arrested.
Well, but then again, that's the right problem to have because listen, bro, he couldn't stop the Bulls. Like that's how good the Bulls were. Well, he couldn't stop Michael Jordan.
Yeah, like Black Jesus come over and talk to you. Right? You start to tighten up real quick.
Right. I mean, a lot of it's entertainment. Like it's just like I'm not a better. I am the opposite. Like I don't even like to guess who's gonna win a game because I know. You're talking about humanity. First of all, no, you don't really know, but okay, fine. But to me, this just opens the door to say, what are you trying to fix? Are you trying to keep the game, like people competing? You want competition above all.
How about this? 7768 on the text line said, would games be better if every team was required to bet on themselves to win and everybody had money on the line to win?
Well, wouldn't you know?
That's what your payroll is for.
That's what the contract's for.
Right? Like, but I mean, that's what it should say, is that I believe in us. Now, I guarantee you Pittsburgh, dude, was betting against them when they were winning and betting for them when they were losing. Like, just... Yeah, he was nine and five, like 400. Like, you are terrible. So, and those are just the ones that they caught. That his teammates reported. That's just from the one bookie. Now, what do we know about bad bettors? They have more than one bookie. They have the dude that they normally bet with, and then they have the people they go to when that dude cuts them off because you can't win. And guess what? Somebody else wants the money, right?
And got the juice or whatever you call it.
Right? Yeah. Somebody else wants... Hey, we'll take your money, right?
Yeah, they got the juice.
Yeah, so I just think if Jay Foreman, not that he would, let's create another person just for sake of conversation.
No, I wouldn't bet.
Steve Jesterton. And he was a member of the 94 through 97 Huskers. I guarantee you that people in Lincoln, Nebraska got really, really wealthy.
You want to know
during
funny,
football season for the during
you,
that stretch?
You want to know a funny story about that?
Yeah.
And I didn't. I didn't grow up around like gambling or like my grandfather and uncles and play uncles. You know, they played cards, but we played spades and stuff like that. So you really want to get we played spades, we played tonk.
That was summertime, right?
You know, we had some bones and stuff like that, but it wasn't any of those, five card poker, Texas Hold'em, all that stuff, right? I didn't grow up around that. Mm-hmm. I had a friend that did. Now, I will tell you this, and if this will really kind of turn me off to gambling. Now, he was obviously in a different tax bracket than I was, but as soon as he could drive, he was heading out to the casino. And I think I truly believe that habit led to his demise from going to Division I because he was a tennis player. He was a really, really skilled tennis player. But that became more important, right? Mm-hmm. So back to the story. I didn't grow up around that. So I didn't even know what lines are, cover, nobody ever talked about it in the locker room, so it never really was around me. But like once I got like out of the league or, getting towards the, the story I'm telling is when I was going on a draft visit, so I was in a layover. I didn't know what any of that meant. So you get, you go out to a team or whatever. And so, you want to be comfortable. And so I just had some, my Nebraska, warm up on, whatever. So we had a layover in Chicago. So I was like, all right, they give you a little per diem. I was like, all right, I'm going to go in here and get a sandwich and whatever. And so I came in there with my Nebraska stuff on. And this dude, he came talking to me, hey, we were from Nebraska. Yeah, did you play? I said, yeah, nice to meet you or whatever. He's like, man, listen. He's like, look, man, I loved you guys. I was like, oh, cool, man, you're a Nebraska fan. He's like, no. He's like, you covered every time I bet. And I was like, covered? He was like, He said, I went on family vacations for 8 years. Now, this is even before I got here. He said, for 8 years, the way that you guys won, always covered, I went.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I took my family on a vacations and he started naming off the places. I was like, cool.
We've heard those stories. Guys would call in and say, hey, listen, y'all don't understand that in that those 80s, 90s, that three-decade run, Atlanta Lincoln Bettors went bananas. They went bonkers. You know who we need to get just to ask about that is Everick. Because he
I don't care what Everick says. I do not care.
He talks about UNLV. No, but here's the thing. Like, you imagine the normal athlete, student athlete, and the pressure that you have, that people would offer you money to win a game or to lose a game.
And be down in Vegas.
Right? But UNLV
and Big Louie comes over
during that run.
With that head coach.
And that's why you lost to Duke.
I
love Everick. And I've seen him in Omaha, dapped up with AU and all this other stuff. He does great things. I know his daughter's a great athlete and all that. Listen, we can get in. You know, here's what we can do, DP.
Yeah.
We can get him in here. This is a perfect room. You know how you got like
we'll put a window
20,
up.
20
we'll
put a shade up. And you put the silhouette of him and they disguise his voice, and I can interview him.
Well, he said, okay. So we've had this conversation so many times.
He ain't breaking. I know, because I asked him.
He said
Eric Dickerson.
He's asked me to write a book under an
alias.
And he said, well, here's the problem. Everybody knew, like, it was a small window of people. So they would know
who was telling what story.
And he says his thing is, there is literally no amount of money that he would tell these stories because he wants to be able to start his car in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
30 years later, he's like, listen, there is no amount of money. And he would tell the stories of the guys who would just come up just randomly, you're at dinner, and they would just throw an envelope on the table because it was thanks for winning.
Yeah.
It was never about, and the only thing that makes me really lean towards the fact that they didn't throw it is the fact that it goes against the very nature of Nevada and the run that they were on.
Yeah.
That there was, you finished the run.
It was too easy.
Right.
It was too easy to throw that game. They just got beat on
it. Think about this. For them to win back-to-back would have kept the run going.
Been more fruitful, too.
Right? Yeah. So that's the thing that you just kind of go. But from an athlete standpoint, that UNLV run is the most storytelling, insane. The guy from Villanova, Dwayne McLean.
Yeah.
That got.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
That Raleigh Massimino, John Thompson, Carnesecca, they would tell the stories, right? They would tell the stories of, because you're in the Northeast, you're in the window.
Yeah. You're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you are literally.
Especially Villanova.
Well, gambling and sports goes all the way back before the NCAA with the Big Five in New York City and them getting, again, you find some player. Most of the players who play collegiate athletics throughout the history of time, 82% come from below the poverty level.
Yeah.
So guess what? If they didn't have money, and this is before NIL and transfer portal.
That was NIL.
That was how you got out of debt.
Yeah.
And that's why this plays out.
And I imagine, I don't mean to cut you off, I imagine a lot of, you know, say like a lot of the places before that were like SMU, or, you know, the places that, you know, Texas and everybody that was really paying players.
Yeah.
A lot of, I mean, yes, those guys had money, but don't think that they, when they were out buying the players out of high school, that they weren't betting based on who they were getting.
Yep. And Marcus Dupree's told that story. He's told the stories of how he was recruited and what the pressures were and the things that people said. Dickerson's issue, SMU's real issue wasn't that they were giving it to Eric Dickerson. They were mad that you gave it to Craig James.
Well, did you watch the thing?
Yeah.
It went because of that, the big dumb offensive tackle came out and spilled the beans, you know, and Eric Dickerson had told him, like, man, this dude right here talks too much, and they signed him anyways. It didn't work out. He's the one that told on everybody. The best part is they asked Eric Dickerson, and I'm on the record saying, obviously, my dad is a great running back, but my favorite running back of all time is Eric Dickerson, and that was one
Jerry Curl Foreman.
That was I had one for a day. now. There is no pictures.
You didn't even own it?
My stuff is coarse, man. My stuff gets dry real quick. Okay? It took my Aunt Shelley a full day to get me the Jerry curl, and it took a day and a half for it to dry back up, and I went down to my boy Uncle Eddie, and he got me back to my high top.
I'm assuming you haven't seen Malcolm X yet. Okay, so there's a scene in there where back in the day, they had to fry and die. Fry died, laid to the side is the phrase. And they basically put lye in your hair, and it burns. It'll burn your scalp off.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right? And they tell you, you know, you got to hold on long enough for it to burn in order for the hair to process. But then immediately you need all the water on your head, all the cold water. And just, there's no amount of money I wouldn't pay to have been in the room to watch Jay Foreman.
Oh, good. Jerry curl.
Get a Jerry curl. Yeah,
I grew my hair out, man.
Everybody would have forever. Pizza and Cheetos that day.
It was short-lived. It was short-lived, man. It was short-lived.
Oh.
I got to meet Eric Dickerson in Minneapolis at the Super Bowl. And he was the nicest, humblest, like good dude. Mm. And I wanted to ask him about that. Because this is with that Trans Am. Yep. I wanted to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
And but I didn't have the guts to.
It was
he ain't gonna tell me, but well, no, you know, but I just wanted to ask him.
You knew that in that era, if you were a running, Herschel Walker told every story he could possibly tell. Tony Dorsett tells a great story of how Pitt got him.
Yeah.
Right? And you just go, wait a minute, because that didn't add up. Mm-hmm. Like, that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
it makes sense. How many great you can name one other great running back out of Pitt. Curtis Martin. Like, it's two.
And they fell into him. They just bumped their head into Curtis Martin.
Right, like, there's two.
Like, oh, you good?
Right.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, to try to remember in that era of running backs. And Rozier, I would, like, you, the number, the recruiting was just different. It was heavy. Earl Campbell talks about, listen, he got out of the way. He wouldn't even open bags. He said the bags, he would just give them to his family. Now, Matt, happy family, but my goodness, how much money did Earl Campbell, did Texas, Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, did they all just leave on the doorstep of Earl Campbell? And that's the business that we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I also think I'm not going to bat for my man that got the suspension, lifetime suspension. Obviously, they have rules in place that you can't bet on your team, and the whole NFL thing, even at times it seemed confusing. I read it like four or five. We read it on air. It was like you know, it was weird because they said that you could bet in the locker room, like they had a way to track you, and then you could bet at one particular place in the stadium. Which, to me, if I'm getting ready for a game and you're gambling on the game, like, you ain't a football player. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always look at it like, what do the best players do? Right? Tom Brady, all these, Aaron Donald, all these guys that you could think of. They do not bet on football. It really shouldn't go into your sport.
Right.
Your said sport. Because it's a
distraction. It really is a distraction.
Especially for football.
Yeah.
The mindset's different. And I'm not disrespecting.
Well,
I'm not,
basketball, because there's only five people out there.
Right.
And if you're leaning away from natural movement, it shows up more in basketball than it does unless you get a pitcher, eight men out.
Right.
They tell the story. You have to get pitchers. Otherwise, and then you get day players. Through all of sports, it's been, and then the coach. And I forget who was having the conversation, but they said, my goodness, when they get to that point where they start looking at coaches.
You're talking about what this deal,
through all of it, right? That.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a tough thing. The player, you had to be really bad to get this treatment and this card. Kip from the text line, you are hilarious. He asked, I'll read this, Jay Foreman. This has to be read because he says, as a white boy, can you explain where the term Jerry comes from Jerry Curl. Now, it is.
I hear you, Kip.
J-E-R-R-Y.
Hey, Kip.
That is true. That is hilarious.
And here is the best sign-off.
Oh.
Thank you, all respect.
Right?
I like that. He at the press conference, you know what they say? Next question?
Yep.
I would like to ask.
Thank
you, Coach.
What's the movie with Jay and Silent Bob where he talks about he's talking about Nubian superheroes, and the guy in the back goes, "What's a Nubian?" So and then the other question I get came to my phone: who had the greatest? Not the guy in Coming to America, because he's the layup. He's the mockery of it. Dickerson
had the best Jerry Crow. Him and Dion.
Dion, but here's who
Dion said. He said his was natural.
Here's who they offered. They offered Ice Cube.
Yeah, his was special. Ricky Henderson was cool too. Because Ricky Henderson would have Jerry Curl and then have it as a high top.
Uh huh.
So yeah. Ricky Henderson was pretty sweet.
Yeah, the best.
Looked like a bunch of ramen noodles up there.
Oh.
Yes, sir. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to dive into more of this gambling.
Jay
and yes, it did look like a bunch. It did look like something. Anyway, Old School, we'll be right back. Yes, it did.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.